Yo, three niggas with a come up plan. That's three niggas that's coming on a come up man. You had J-Rock, Dreadlock, and Stan. Best friends, real thug, kept a gun in their hand. They was broke, yo, so they decided to move cokes over. They ain't had a plan, so they process was real slow. Never shook up, no connect to hook up. Even with the coke, they didn't know how to cook up. Numbers they had to look up. Rock was getting restless, undercover, he selfish. So robbery they took up, robbing everybody with a mask and glock. You act tough, you get killed, they'll blast the shots. Pretty soon they came up, and though they had plenty, but something going on inside is real shitty. I'ma flashback a bit, so people just stay with me, cause something ain't right, let me give you the nitty gritty. Way back when they was robbing and killing to make a killing, somebody was chilling, planning their own mission. Deep inside he like fuck him. Every gun they blast, he wiping his prints off and let the others two touch him real dirty. Type of dude who ain't worthy for loyalty. This little nigga is 7:30. His plan was to set him up, catch him in the spot with a Glock, then wet him up. This nigga ain't letting up. His handshake ain't matching his smile. This nigga wild, I guess this was a part of his style. He a grown man spoiled, so he act like a child. And that's crazy, you would never think this nigga was wild. Now back to the present. Dreadlock going to his crib to load up and get him another weapon. But he ain't see the nigga in the dark who about to make him a mark. Had him followed since he left out the park. So the dude load up and spark. Dreadlock got hit with a headshot. Silence, no loud pop. Took all of his cash, dumped his body in the trash. Keys to the Jag, drove off and laughed. His man waved back and he murked that nigga. God damn, yo, I hope somebody hurt that nigga. J-Rock told Stan, Dreadlock got murked. Now Stan is hysterical, nigga is mad hurt. Dreadlock was like a brother, the leader of the team. Now he gone cause the greedy motherfucker wanted clean. Rock said it used to be them niggas they beef with. Stan confused, the same niggas that they make peace with. Rock like it's the front, and I know who they chill with. Get the chop out the crib, run over and kill shit. So Rock got it planned up. Stan went to his crib to get a chopper. Plus he had to put $100,000 up. He ain't know he being followed. It's a grimy motherfucker, ready to end his life pronto. Stan went to open the door, he hear a pop and he shot in the leg, so he falls to the floor. He don't know what to think. He keep all his dough in the crib, real smart. He ain't fucking with banks. Now you sitting there bleeding, looking at the killer in his eyes, and he pleading, trying to give him a reason not to kill him and just take his bread. But deep inside, he know that he already dead. The killer looked up in his eyes and he said, before the lead popped, I killed your man Dreadlock, and you know who I am, and I know who you is. Stayed in your crib and I played with your kids, and I'm sad it gotta end like this. But I'm a heartless bastard, and you know how these bastards get. I'ma end it real quick, close casket shit. I'm a genius, this something like a master hit. I'm real vicious, then the killer took off his mask. It was Stan Boy, J-Rock, bitches.
If you're part of a crew, nobody ever tells you that they're going to kill you. Doesn't happen that way. There aren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. See, your murderers come with smiles. They come as your friends. The people who have cared for you all of your life, and they always seem to come at a time when you're at your weakest and most in